Islamic revolution and materialization of religious popular rule. Among the main slogans of the Iranian people during their struggles for the victory of the Islamic Revolution was freedom. For sure, freedom is a very broad concept and has many dimensions. One important aspect of freedom can materialize in determining of the fate of the country and the form of the establishment ruling the country. The Iranian people had sufficiently suffered from the despotism, suffocation, and repression during the British-installed and American-supported Pahlavi regime. Thus, they sought a type of system which would guarantee and respect their various rights on the one hand, and was independent from foreign intervention and foreign influence on the other. In this, the second program of this special series on the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, we're going to delve into this subject. Stay with us. Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, used to humbly call himself the servant of the people, although he was the leader of the greatest revolution of the last century and the most effective event of the past centuries. He would emphasize on the unique role of the people in their fate and insisted on the importance of their will, on their rights and fate. The Imam's successor, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says in this connection, "It was Imam Khomeini who gave the banner of the struggle to the Iranian people. This was quite true, as people's widespread presence in the scene of struggle against the dictatorial regime of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi successfully overthrew his regime and made the country free from clutches of foreign powers, particularly the United States of America. Leaders of revolutions in various parts of the world put aside people gradually and forget their promises to the people as they seek to follow their vested interests, which are often to the detriment of the people. But Imam Ruhollah Mousavi Khomeini was an exception. He strongly believed in the role of the people in the victory and the continuation of the Islamic Revolution. Therefore, immediately after the triumph of the revolution in February of 1979, the Imam ordered the holding of a referendum to determine the type of the ruling system which the people want. Then, over 98% of the participants in the referendum, almost the entire nation, voted for the establishment of the Islamic Republic, which had already been chanted explicitly in their slogans. A few months later, they took part in another referendum to approve Iran's constitution. Part of the prelude of the constitution reads, "The constitution guarantees to annul any kind of ideological and social despotism and economic monopoly, and it tries to break up the despotic system and give the fate of the people over to themselves." Various principles of the Constitution of the Islamic Republic of Iran emphasize on the rights and freedoms of the people in expressing their views, holding of gatherings, publication of magazines and newspapers, etc. Now the Iranian people, benefiting from this achievement of the Islamic Revolution, criticize and protest the performance of officials in various domains. Moreover, the Iranian people enjoy broad freedoms of expression of different opinions on the internet and cyberspace. This was highly manifested during the sedition of the autumn of 2022, when the Western hired rioters trespassed many red lines of the Islamic Republic at the behest of their masters in Washington, Tel Aviv, and London. Yet, very few of them have been arrested or put on trial in a court of law for publication of lies and dashing the hopes of the people and suggesting the inability and disqualification of the ruling system. People's participation in determination of their future through a free and healthy election is an important manifestation of democracy. This has been experienced in Iran almost every year. In other words, nearly 45 elections have taken place in Iran during the past 45 years, since the victory of the Islamic Revolution. According to the principles of the Islamic Republic's constitution and the emphasis of the founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei and other influential figures on people's free participation in determining their fate, they have frequently taken part in various elections to determine presidents, parliamentarians, Islamic councils of cities and villages, and members of the Assembly of Experts, which is an institution for supervising and overseeing the leader's performance, and appointing the leader if such a requirement arises. The important point about the rule of the people in Iran is that it is Islamic. In an excerpt from the Principle 56 of the Constitution, we read, "Absolute rule on the world and man belongs to God, and it is He who has made man the ruler of his social fate." To make it clearer, in Islam, freedom of will and choice has been granted to man by God, and the Almighty has demarcated its limits according to His infinite knowledge and wisdom. Therefore, man can choose the route of progress and perfection within these limits. Religious popular rule, people's religious rule, is basically different from the flawed and failed democracy chanted and propagated in the West. Popular religious rule has its roots in advanced teachings of Islam, which consider high status for people's vote in determining who their rulers are, and the fate of the country. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei expounds on this concept. "We have brought a novel experience. We took democracy from religion. Our democracy is accompanied by spirituality and religion. Thus, it became religious popular rule. It became the Islamic Republic of Iran." Well, dear listeners, the Iranian people vote within the structure of the Islamic values and laws and expect officials to observe all Islamic codes and laws. Until our next program, goodbye and God bless.